Thank you, Bhaka. You will do everything in English and then I will do translate at the end. I have it here, recording.
Ah, you can record. Oh, right. Nice. Like Kim said, I'm Branka Barbaric. I'm official guide for Medjugorje. I'm guiding also Italian pilgrims there. I will tell you, I will share with you my simple and humble story. I lived in one small village, Blatica, near Medjugorje, 10 kilometers distance from Medjugorje. I played piano in my church 9 years. From the beginning of my life now, with 10 years, I begin also to pray the Rosary of the Divine Mercy, the Rosary that you prayed before now. So I feel from my young ages very close to Jesus, and Jesus in my life is my best friend. I finish high school in Chitluk, the little city before Medjugorje, near Medjugorje, and then I went to the university. I studied law, but I didn't finish that university because I felt in my heart that way isn't for me. I felt very sad to be in that area of city because in my village, in my church, I was, I can say, also protected. I played Holy Mass, and I can tell you that the most beautiful thing in my life that happened to me is that I find Jesus, that I always was close to him. Maybe you ask me from where that faith is come. I can told you that my grandma, my grandpa, my parents also taught me about our religion, about faith, about Jesus. We prayed, especially each Saturday when it's by us here in this part of Herzegovina, where we blessed our home each Saturday night, and then we pray together rosary all together. I belong also to the young people of St. Francis. When I was young, 10 years before, I gave also the votes for St. Francis. And all my this year I dedicate to Jesus and to follow him. In the city of Mostar, when I was a student, I felt in my heart that I need to change something in my life. I lived there with 2 years with Franciscan sister, with the nuns, in the house for the girls. So one day I was in the kitchen, and then came one poor man, and he asked me if I can help him to give him a little bit bread, because he didn't feel so good. He was a very thin person, and I saw that man before I was in the chapel in front of Jesus, and I watched that poor man, And I said to them, watch, stay, I will go now to the kitchen and I will give you something. And then I went to the kitchen and I take all my food that I have in my fridge and I gave to him. And one sister came close to me, one nun, and she told me that the poor people are not my problem. And she was very angry at me. And I said, my dear sister, not that the poor people are not my problem. They are problem of all of us. And I was very, very disappointed. And I think many about that. And a couple days after, I meet one sister. I didn't have so much money. And I said to that sister that I don't feel so well to be in Mostar and to be in that convent, that I don't feel that I'm useful, that I'm not doing anything else. I want to help other people. And that sister told me, you know, Branka, go to the Medjugorje. I think that Gospa, Our Lady in Croatian, will help you. And in my pocket, I have only 3.5 marks for the ticket, for the bus ticket, the ticket till Medjugorje. And I went there. And I first went to the church. And then I prayed in front of Jesus. And then in front of Our Lady. And I get out from the church and I meet one Franciscan priest there. And I said to him, can I speak with you, Father? I really need a help. I don't know what to do. And that priest know me from my young ages when I was in Franciscan organization, and he told me I will help you in any way, I will try to help you. And I felt peace inside of me. And the next day I again came to Medjugorje and talked with the priest. And the priest told me, what are you want to do with your life? Do you want to be a lawyer? I said to him, no, Father, I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't see myself in that. And he proposed me, you know, Branka, here in Medjugorje, we have necessity for the guides, special for the Italians guide. And I told him, but Father, you know that I didn't learn in my school Italian. I learned English and German. And he told me, don't worry, you are also a musician. You can hear how the Italians talk. So you will quick learn also Italians. And he told me, you know, Branka, Our Lady needs you, because we have also here in this sanctuary in Medjugorje so many Muslims guide. They don't pray rosary with the pilgrims. You have experience with the church. You play organ, piano. You can help us. Why not? And I went to the church and I was in front of Our Lady. I felt her presence there, and I told Our Lady, please give me that talent of the languages that I can speak and share your message with the people, and I will bring you so many souls. I told that Our Lady. And I went again in convent, And the father called me four or five days later. That one Italian pilgrim paid me a course of Italian language in Perugia, in Italy. And I said to, I asked the father, Father, how can I return that kindness, that love to that Italian man? He told me that Italian pilgrim tell him to say one Our Lady, Hail Mary for him. I never meet that person. I went also to Perugia. I studied there Italian, and then I returned to Medjugorje.
How long in there?
2 months.
2 months.
2 months.
And he paid for everything. He paid for the trip.
For the trip, for everything.
For food.
Italian.
Wow.
Help.
And you never see him.
Yes, I never see him.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. You can see how God is big.
Yeah.
How God is big, very big. And how we need to be simple and humble. With the small things we can be truly happy. Then I began my first group. My first group was for Easter, 24 of April 2011, because before I worked in reception also with Italians. And I remember one agency charged me that I need to work almost every second day to go to the mountain of the cross. And for me, I need to be honest, sincere, that was difficult to accept that. And I tell Jesus, but Jesus, I left to be a lawyer, to go always to visit this mountain operation, a mountain of the cross. It's really very difficult. But I felt in my heart in that moment that Jesus wants that.
So how many per week? How many per week you have to climb the mountain?
How many?
How many times?
Every second day.
Every other day. That means other day, right? Okay. Every other day. Not every day. Thank you.
Always, or mountain of operation one day, other day, mountain of the cross. And I begin also to pray to go to the operation, and I felt very influence of the Holy Spirit. Also, I need to tell you that I visited so many churches in this world, in Austria and Italy, but the influence of the Holy Spirit, so big influence of the Holy Spirit, I felt really in the Church of Medjugorje. I don't know why, but maybe you know the answer why. Because where is the Holy Spirit, there is also Our Lady. There is also Our Lady.
You are talking about St. James.
St. James Church, yes. Okay. And the people always asked me to pray for them. I never go with my pilgrims, also Americans, Canadians, to visit the visionaries, because I don't want to disturb them. Last year I was with Witzka, and I told Witzka, Witzka, you know, I am not, how can I say, asking nothing for myself, the pilgrims wants to see you, to hug you, to kiss you. When I need something, I go direct in front of Jesus. And now, when the time is past and I speak to my pilgrims about my experience with that live faith that Jesus gave me in my heart, and they also realize that they understand that Jesus is present, that the church is house of God, and that is the blessed place. Our Lady repeated so many times that we need to pray the Holy Rosary, that the Holy Rosary is the strongest weapon against Satan. Because if we watch our life, our body, everything that we see, it's all gift. Also this day it is a gift for us. I have also many sad experience with pilgrims, with the sick people. One day I went to the mountain operation with one blind girl, and I was there with her parents and with her, and I begin to cry there. She also cried, and she couldn't see Our Lady, that statue. And I said,
how old was he? She?
22 years.
22 years. And is she from America?
No, from Italy.
From Italy.
And I said to myself, you know, Jesus, I never said thank you that I can see. I'm ungrateful. I never said I can see, I can walk, I can smile. And then I realize who I really are. Because it's not important what the person sees in me. It's important what God sees in me. Now I have a friend, the families from north to the south of Italy also, and we are in contact. Pray together. I make testimony also in Italy about Medjugorje, because we can explain Medjugorje only with two words: salvation of mankind. We here have a hope. At first place, we have Jesus and His mother here, who is our mother and mother of love. Mother of love at first place, and it is nothing difficult for her for do something for us, because she loves us so much, and that's the first thing that we need to put in our hearts, that Mother of Jesus loves us, and that God at first place loves us like we are.
The way we are.
So when is the time for our conversion? Is each day. Not that I'm converted today, I must convert each day myself to begin again and again. And so 2011, in November, I met also one Italian family from Canada, one day, and that lady told me, you know, Branca, I don't know for who I need to do that, but you must go to Canada, you must come to Canada. I want to help you in any way, learn English, learn English. I will pay everything for you. She was with me only one day, that group of Italian religion. And she gave me money for the holy masses for her family. And I was also in Canada.
So she paid for everything?
Everything, the course of English in Canada, I was also there.
So how long?
2 months.
2 months too?
2 months.
And you learn English there?
I learned English also in Canada in my school before, in high school. She always repeat when she called me that she don't know why she felt that in her heart, that she heard the voice of Our Lady that she must do that for me. And this my vocation is not only work. It is impossible work everything for money. But when I see the smiles of my pilgrims, that they are satisfied, that they are in peace, that they have some person who pray for them in the mountain of creation, or mountain of the cross, money cannot pay me that and give me that satisfaction. I'm very, very happy with my life. I'm very happy with. I'm not rich. I have house in the village. I have chickens. I have pigs. I have my simple and humble humble life. I have three brothers. Now I need to mention. I need to mention one important person in my life. It was my granny, who passed away 3 months ago.
Maternal or father? Maternal or paternal?
From my mother.
Okay.
From my mother.
Yeah. Okay.
And my granny came in Medjugorje, in the mountain of creation, 34 years ago. And she was in the middle of person. It was big confusion. And she told. Our Lady, I know what are you want for me. I hear, I heard the message of you. I will now go to my home, and I will leave that message in my life. And she prayed 34 years in one room, simple life. She was really, really a kind person. And when the last 2 days before her death, then entering coma, she told us the last words from her was, I'm going to the Our Lady.
How nice. When was she dying? When?
3 months ago,
15 of June, 2015.
Yes.
Wow.
She was old lady, but she was satisfied with all. Once I listened to her. What she is doing during the Mass, because she was listening to the Holy Mass from Medjugorje. And during the presentation, she was crying, and then she repeated, thank my Jesus, thank you my Our Lady for my healthy children and my healthy grandchildren. She never was the famous person. She never was the writer, actor, or something else. She was humble, simple, always with a smile. First thing in her life was the God, and after God, her family. And in this century, in this time of eternity, we need only one thing: to put God in the first place and to live our faith with a heart, with a prayer, accepting also our cross. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your touching experience, testimony. I think God is touching us through your experience. Will you please remember us? We are Vietnamese American.
Yes.
We escaped our the communist. We escaped the communist, our country to go by boat, by land, across another country. So your country and my country is similar.
Yes.
We are under the communist regime for 40 years. And the reason we come here is not to enjoy, but to ask for God's blessing and our gospel's blessing for our country, from America, and for each state that we are living. We have 2 Australians here.
Yeah?
Yeah. We have 38 people, but not much coming here, but there's 2 Vietnamese Australians in our group. So please come, please pray for us now if you could.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I also said to Our Lady one promise that I will pray for the family, for the couples, for the families, for the sick people, and especially for the people who have problems to have their own children. And so I receive the healings and the children that Our Lady sent to us here. When my friend for Italy, she received the grace that she birthed the child with 46 years. 46 years. The first child. She was very sad when she came to the Medjugorje. And I hugged her and I told, you know, Francesca, Our Lady will help you. Jesus will help you. You know, one day you will come here with your son or with your daughter.
And she got it.
Yes.
And at the age of 46 years old.
46 years. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
She has a daughter or son?
Son.
Oh,
son,
really?
Mateo. Mateo.
Oh, how nice.
And
is that are we in the border now?
Yes, we are.
Do we need to have the...
I think they know.
No. Passport.
Yes. And I won't share one. I have so many experiences.
Just go ahead. Go
yes,
do it.
Yes.
And I will do translation at home
yes.
In the pension.
Yes. Okay, Kim. You know, when I was in Puglia, in the south of Italy, in pilgrimage to Padre Pio.
I've been there. San Giovanni Rotondo.
San Giovanni Rotondo, yes. And I have my friends there, my group of prayer. Yes. And my friends, she is a lawyer and a teacher. And she loves child, spontaneous abortion. Yes.
Oh, she abort baby.
Yes, she abort baby. And she told me she was very sad and in pain. And she told me, you know, Branca, maybe I deserve that I don't have a child, that I don't have one child, little child. And I told to her, yes, you deserve to be a mother. Deserve to be alone. And I said to her, you know, Antonella, when I will pray to you when I return to Medjugorje. And I returned in April in Medjugorje, And I was with my pilgrims, 1st of May, of Blue, in the Blue Cross, and I hugged Our Lady, and I told her, please, Our Lady, can you send one child to my friend Antonella? I'm begging you. I'm like that. direct.
You talk to your mom, you know,
yes,
your mother.
Yes, yes, she is my mom, really. And then a couple weeks after, Antonella told me that she's pregnant.
Oh.
That I need to pray for her. Thanks to Our Lady for that miracle, because she's 37 years old. And yes, I went to the Our Lady and I thanked for that child. Then in July, Antonella wrote me one terrible message that she had a cancer.
Oh, a cancer skin. When pregnant.
Skin. And that she needs to abort the child. And that the doctor said to her that she has only 6 months of life.
When she's pregnant, the baby.
Yes.
How old? At that time, 3 months old.
One and a half. And I went. I was always in Medjugorje. I went so many times to the Holy Mass, on the Mountain Operation, on the Mountain of the Cross, and I prayed only for one thing. Miracle. And then, 2 weeks after the prayer with my mother, with my family, I prayed for her in continuation. And Antonella sent me the message, text message. Branka, you know, miracle happened to me. The other test is negative.
Really? Wow.
It's negative. I am blessed from the heaven. And Antonella will have the birth of my child. The date of the birth of the child is my birthday, 7th of February.
Oh, really?
7th of February.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a boy or a girl?
Girl.
A girl? How old is the baby now?
No, she needs to deliver the baby in February.
Oh, coming.
Coming.
How nice.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. And you know, Kim, what happened to Carmela, that lady that helped me to come in Canada, and I was in her house 2 months. Her brother was paralyzed from he entered in coma, and the doctors in Canada told her that she cannot do anything for him, that he is dying. Then Carmela called me to go to Medjugorje to pray there, and I prayed this rosary of the Divine Mercy 3 weeks each evening. And then again Carmela called me told me that her brother is in very bad condition. And then she went to the hospital. Her brother, do we stop here now? Do we stop here now?
But at all. Excuse me.
Also, thanks to our God and thanks to the prayers, Carmela received also miracle for her brother.
What happened?
He woke up from coma.
And
he is not paralyzed. He can walk.
Heal now? Wow.
Yes, he was almost dead.
Yeah.
He was, and this year Carmela went from Canada, came from Canada to thanks to Our Lady for miracle that happened in
wow.
her life.
Through your intercession.
Yes, because I'm boring like person. I'm boring because
that's wonderful.
For my friends, I think that it's my mission to help other people, to bring joy, to bring positive
healing,
to smile to the other people. Because I can think that also it's the sin, be Christian, have the Christ in heart and be sad, be always sad. We must be always
smile. Now I need you to pray for us because some of us are older, sick people here.
Yes.
And we cannot smile because we are sick, you know.
You are not sick.
I'm sick. So yeah, go ahead with your testimony and then at the end you make sure you pray for us.
Yes, yes. I will pray for you. I will pray for you.
My group?
Yes. Group yeah. I need to write you my prayer book.
Thank you.
So I will not forget.
My name is so easy, right?
Yes, Kim.
Kim means gold. Gold. The meaning of it is gold. The
gold.
Gold.
Yes.
Yeah. And my last name is Ha. H-A.
Ha, yes.
It's the river.
Yeah.
The river full of gold.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
And you know meaning that I'm today with you. Because you are the soul that I promised to Our Lady that I bring to her. You're also that soul because my first promise in front of Our Lady was, my dear Lady, give me the talent that I can speak the languages and I will bring you so many souls.
Oh, how nice.
So
yeah.
All world is here in Medjugorje. And we don't have this difference. We are all here, brothers and sisters.
We are God's children.
Yes, we are God's children.
You know, Vietnamese people love Our Lady.
Yes, I know that.
Long time ago, Our Lady appeared in our country.
They call
Our Lady of La Vang. Okay, she was there with us over 200 years already in Vietnam.
My God.
Yeah, she appeared to us many times in Vietnam, many places too.
You know that you, like people, you are a blessing for United States.
That's true. Right. God blesses us to be to come to America.
Yes.
And we people here, very generous with the poor, and we send back money to Vietnam to help the poor and to build the churches, to build the monastery, and to sponsor for future priests and nuns. Yes. So we pay our God give us a lot of blessing, and we give back to my people, to our people.
Yes.
So we come here because we want to pray for our country, for America, for everybody, not just to enjoy. You know. Good. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. You are amazing, God.
Thank you. That's beautiful. Yeah, continue to share because we need your testimony. It can make our heart change. Yeah, conversion.
Yes.
Yeah.
And today, this day is a gift for me. It's a gift for me. Your presence, your love is also a big gift for me. Like that, God showed me how much He loves me really. I am very, very happy because I felt when I was a student at law, I felt that I need love of the Christian because so many the people there, students, most they didn't share so much love for God like I, because I was always close to church, and that changed the city in most of that you see that so many people don't respect God. They go to church, but it's only tradition. No, we must confirm with our works that we are really Christians. That we are really Christians.
Uh-huh. I've been to Mostar many times,
yes.
But I don't like that place because there's a lot of Muslim there.
Yes.
When I go there, I was scared.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
scared
yes.
of the Muslim
yes,
people.
Yes, yes.
So I feel more peaceful
yes,
in Medjugorje.
Yes. You know, Kim, that one group of Hindus people came to the Medjugorje. They didn't convert it here, but they noticed that we here have a peace. Can you imagine?
Uh-huh.
That we have the peace here.
Yes, true. That's true.
I think that also people from Herzegovina, they didn't realize they have a blessing, the presence of Our Lady and Our Lady, so many healings Our Lady gave to us, so many healings, so many grace, so many blessings for our country during the war. She protect us. Yes, my father was a soldier in war. We were underground of our house, in the basement of our home. I remember in that time that we didn't have electricity, that we didn't have almost anything for Christmas. I don't remember from that days any chocolate, we always was, the children are always happy with everything that they have. I remember that time was the time of being scared. Because
you are talking about the year of 1991.
Yes,
to 1995.
To 1995.
Yeah, 4 years.
Yes, 4 years.
A lot of people died, right?
Yes.
Like 200 something thousand people.
Yes, also more.
More?
Also more.
Half a million?
No, less.
300,000?
I really, Kim, I don't know correct number in our state.
But a lot of people.
For many tombs, we don't know.
Tombs,
we don't know still. I hope that the war and the communism and dictatorship will never happen to us, also for other countries. Because I think you live in America, but your country is in your heart.
That's true.
Like mine, I traveled, I saw Italy is beautiful, Italy is paradise. But my country, I was in Canada, Canada is perfect, everything good, you have money, you have work, everything. But my professor in my course of English, I'm divorced. Money don't bring the fortune.
No happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Money cannot bring happiness.
You know what I told the border? I come to the police office. I come from a place where we have operation of Our Lady, and he told me what? Where we have operation? What? I cannot understand you. I cannot understand because he cannot understand that we have operation of Our Lady in my country, and that I'm not entering in Canada, that I want to stay there because they think that I'm immigrant, that I want to use that and stay in Canada. They don't want a lot of people there, only for work, difficult works. They want immigrants for there. And I realized, and I was in Canada, I watched Vancouver and everything, that that experience, but for me, missing something. Miss Apparition Hill, that is the most beautiful place in the world, and the presence of Our Lady and Holy Spirit of Jesus in the St. James Church. Yes, this is the St. James Church is the special place for me, an amazing place, marvelous.
Thank you. You have a Croatian language mass every day from 7 to 7:30 or
something. Yes, yes,
right?
We have a
7 to 7:30.
7 to 7:30. Yes.
What about from 7:30 to 8? Do you have a holy mass there? 7:30 to 8 p.m. a.m.
In Croatian, no.
No, only one.
Yeah, only one. And after, I think that they have the holy masses in other languages, in French, Spanish, Italian.
Yeah. English is 10 a.m.
Yeah, English is at 10 o'clock. Italians are special people. They have the joy heart. You know, Kim, during the war, they helped a lot of us, a lot of our people, with macaronis, with
they those. Bring food here?
Yes, they
oh,
bring
really?
Food here. We have also one community, Novi Horizonti, and they worry about so many families, poor families, yes.
That's very nice.
Yes,
thank you.
That is really nice. With small things, we can change the world, also with 1 euro. And I thought, so I don't go so many often to make my hair, because I think that is unuseful to spending money for that. I wash my hair and it's enough. And I think today, because I'm not going to the hair dresser, I can give that 10 euros for Africa, because one child can live one school year and can eat and go to school. And so why can I do that sacrifice also for them with a small thing? Steps no one needs to know for that, with a small thing. One day my guide asked me, you know, Branka, I met one poor family. They don't have money. And I said to her, I will see. Tomorrow I will have the group of Italians. I will see with them what we can do for that family. And evening before, I prayed Jesus for the providence. For an orientation, I was with them, and then the Italians, five Italians women, told me, you know, Branka, we have offers from Italy, we don't know who to give them. And I told them, my dear pilgrims, I know that you are here in Medjugorje. But Medjugorje, Church of Medjugorje have money. Church, general, the church have money. The church are not the buildings, cement walls. The church are living people. So, with your permission, if you want, I need to help from one family. Can I give that money for them? And they meet me just one day. I just meet them, and they told me, Branka, give this money for them. Jesus wants that. It's wonderful, really wonderful.
Thank God.
Yes.
Did you ever meet Our Lady? Did she ever appear to you? Did she ever talk to you directly? about Our Lady. I was with Visionary Ivanka 12 years ago, and she told me, Branka, if you want to see Our Lady, you will see Our Lady, but you have fear, you are scared about that. And that was the first surprise, first meeting with some of the visionaries. I told Ivanka, please Ivanka, say hello to Our Lady, that I love her very much, but maybe it's better for me that I don't see her. I respect, but in heaven I will see her. And after but Kim, this is not for the writing of book. This is not for book. This is not for...
I don't understand what
for publishing. Yeah.
Okay.
One evening I prayed in my room, and then I felt go to sleep. And I don't know if it was the dream. I told also Anna about that. I saw Immaculate Mary. They are the light. And I couldn't watch with my eyes that light. It was amazing light. I saw that...
The bow, the blue one.
The blue one, and I said to Our Lady, please Our Lady, I cannot... I cannot watch you because
I'm not worthy enough.
Worthy to see you, but like that light was in all my room, and I think that it was Our Lady. And then when I was with my pilgrims in with my group of prayer in Italy, in Vigevano, there in Lombardia, we went with my friends to the one pilgrimage in Dongo, where Padre Gobbi is born. Where Padre Gobbi was. And we were late 4 or 5 hours for the Holy Mass in Dongo. And I was in the bus, almost at the end of the bus, and I closed my eyes. Suddenly, in front of my eyes, appeared Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady with heart.
Yeah.
Yes, and she told me, in the hands, come to me. And I told that to my friend, and we continued because we told that we must return again. Return without the visitation of Dongo, and I told that, and we continued the street with our bus, and then I entered that Spain. It was the mass with so many priests, and in front of the priest, close to altar, was Our Lady of Fatima. I never saw that lady before, because I know only Our Lady of Medjugorje and Our Lady of Lourdes. So Our Lady, Medjugorje, Lourdes and Fatima, all that's together. Cool. So Our Lady told us, Our Lady told us that I began in Fatima, I will finish in Medjugorje. Queen of Holy Rosary.
Yeah.
Queen of Holy
Rosary. Beautiful.
Because Kim, look, it is impossible to have so mental energy,
to have a heart for the others, to be patient. If you don't have faith in the life Jesus, if you don't have faith that Mary is in the middle of us, it's in us, and it is there in Medjugorje. So I was present also on the operation of Visionary Ivan, on the operation of Miriana, on the operation of Maria, but the presence of Our Lady, I feel very, very strong presence of Our Lady when I'm in the church and when I'm in the mountain operation with the pilgrims and when I'm in the mountain of the cross. She is always with us.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Can I...
Then you pray for us.
Yes.
You stand up, you pray for us, please.
Kim?
Please stand up so the people can see you,
yes,
and please,
yes,
pray for us.
Yes.
You can use a microphone too,
yes,
so people can...
I will sing now Our Lady hymn of Medjugorje in Croatian.
Okay.
I think that is important to you, for you to speak in language that, to hear the language that Our Lady talk,
yeah,
here, speak here in Medjugorje. Excuse me that my English is not so perfect because I'm not always with English pronouns. Yes, but I think that you can understand me. Yes.
Okay.
Did you understand
me? Yes, I do. Hello.
Ai ngủ hết chưa? Bà con thức dậy để cô cầu nguyện cho mình nha. Cô nói rất là hay mà nó dài lắm, cho nên giờ tôi tí nữa về giờ ăn mình sẽ cố gắng rồi mọi người giúp tôi nha. Ai nhớ gì thì chúng ta sẽ nói ra. Đây là một cái cảm nghiệm rất là đẹp. Cô nói là gia đình cô rất là gọi là đơn sơ và khiêm nhường, cho nên Đức Mẹ làm việc qua bà ngoại của cô. Thì bây giờ tôi yêu cầu cô cầu nguyện, tại vì cô cầu nguyện cho những người ung thư được chữa lành, cho những người bị liệt mà chờ chết mà họ được chữa lành, cho những người mẹ phá thai có con rồi có bầu thì bị cancer nhưng mà cũng hết luôn, rồi cho những người không bao giờ có con mà đã được có con. Cho nên cô đơn sơ lắm, cô cầu nguyện cho mình, mà cô nói là cô muốn cầu nguyện bằng tiếng Croatian, nhưng mà đó là cái tiếng mà Đức Mẹ hay nói với cô với lại mọi người. Vì tiếng Anh của cô cũng không khá, thì bây giờ chúng ta hội ý để xin cố cầu nguyện với lại Chúa với mẹ để xin ơn chữa lành cho cả nhà nha. Ok, say yes. Cảm ơn cô. Một tràng vỗ tay, please. Thank you. Ok, you will pray in Croatian,
yes,
and we will
yes,
you know, united with you in prayers, in our
yes,
in silence.
Yes.
Ok.
I will sing now hymn of Medjugorje, hymn to Our Lady in Croatian. I know that you know the music of that. So who is singing two times praying? Okay, Kim, I hope that this is between us, between our group or my testimony.
Okay.
Yes, it's between us. Okay. I share with you, that is my private thing. I don't want to, maybe one day I will publish something, but from my experience in Medjugorje, for help to people from Africa, for the poor children.
Okay.
I will begin. Došli smo ti, majko draga, sa svih strana ove zemlje. Donijesmo ti jade svoje i u njima svoje želje. Pogledaj nas, utješi nas, svoje ruke stavi na nas, svome sinu preporuči, majko mira moli za nas. Pogledaj nas, utješi nas,
Savinana svome sinu preporuči, majko mira moli za nas. Za tu ljubav, majko draga, što je na nas ovdje izli, obećamo ti postati, bolji majko nek smo bili. Pogledaj nas, utješi nas, svoje ruke stavi, majko mira moli za nas. Cijela crkva gleda u te, ko u zvijezdu za njeg spasa, očisti nas za
chơi piano organ for church 10 năm 16 đó.
Thank you.
Thank you.